This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
When people let you down, it's expected. You have friends, but you know they might let you down one day. A few days ago, someone confided in me and said, I need to tell you something that I've been let down when I told people. I said, well, why are you telling me? Right? I need to tell you something that I told some of my friends and I was let down. I said, well, don't tell that to me because I'm not even your friend. Subhanallah. Your friends have a password at times when you tell them something you were supposed to keep between you and Allah. Because there are so many things that happen in your life, good and bad, you are supposed to keep it between you and Allah. When you've committed a sin, don't talk about it. When you've committed the sin, don't be proud and tell people, you know, I did this and I did that. And they say, oh, wow, you only did that. You know what I did? Are we competing in sin? You don't confide in people. Tomorrow when you want to turn to Allah, it's going to be tough because your circle knows what muck you were in. And that's the reason why if you confide in people, chances are the password, they keep using it. What's the password? Who knows it? Don't tell anyone. That's the password. The whole world knows, but they all tell, don't tell anyone. No big deal. Everyone knows. Don't tell anyone. You know, this happened, that happened. You see that sister. You see that brother. He did this, he did that. But don't tell anyone. And immediately they put it on the internet. Do not tell anyone. But come on, come on. May Allah Almighty forgive us. You die with it. You go to the grave with it. Because when you repent, my brothers, my sisters, when you connect with Allah, it leads you to seeking forgiveness. When you seek forgiveness, don't forget you're a human. You're a human. You have human nature. The heart is weak. If you don't keep cleaning the heart like you would when you make tea in a mug or a pot, you need to clean the pot every time you make tea. Don't you agree? Uh-oh. Seems like some of us just make tea in the same pot. Allah grant us ease. You wash the pot, as difficult as it may be. I can teach you something that I learned. If you put water in that pot and leave it overnight, the following morning it's made quite easy to wash the pot. That's just a tip from a lazy dad.